Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's listen to something they said at that campaign stop.
We know what this country was built on. We understand its principles. Our rights, they come from nature and God, not from government.
When the founders helped craft this country by writing the Declaration of Independence, they chose their words carefully. They said our rights came not from government, but from our Creator.
All right, that was Representative Ryan, followed by Governor Romney. And that was a theme that we heard both of them campaigning on throughout the week. Who are they appealing to with those statements?
Oh, this is a direct appeal to the Tea Party faction within the base of the Republican Party. I mean, when you get words like principles of our founding fathers and the appeal towards nature and to God, not from government, this is harkening back exactly to where the Tea Party believes the country has gotten off the track. And they want to return it to the founding principles, the basic beliefs of our governing system. And Romney and Ryan in particular, with his speech being named as VP, really directly appealed to that group within the Republican base. This only, to me, signifies it's a base election. Swing voters are going to be important, but if you can bump up your numbers among the base, this is the kind of appeals that need to be made.
Now, on the Democratic side, Vice President Joe Biden made stops in Durham and just across the border from North Carolina in Danville, Virginia. And it was in Danville that he made some comments that got a lot of media attention this week. They were about how a Romney administration would regulate or not the banking industry.
He said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
Yeah, it was derided by the Republicans in terms of, well, you're just bringing back slavery issues and racism. And, you know, it is kind of a common factor of what we're seeing in this year's campaigns. Words have meaning, and in particularly, if the opposition can pull out a word or a phrase, they can spin it in a context. We saw this with the Erskine Bowles comments about Ryan. The Republicans said, pulled out a speech that Erskine Bowles made about how he seemed to be praising Paul Ryan and the budget, but really he was making further comments attacking the Medicare component of the Ryan budget plan. So this is emblematic of, I think, what we're going to see for the rest of the campaigns. It's a splice and dice kind of campaign strategy. And, you know, we're going to see cut and paste advertising, unfortunately, in our campaign ads.
In the North Carolina governor's race, Democrat Walter Dalton was in Charlotte, sort of on Pat McCrory's home turf this week. He met with seniors and he drew a contrast with McCrory on education. Meanwhile, McCrory, a former mayor of Charlotte, is trying to reach out to the rest of the state. He's released a new ad talking about his connections to Jamestown and Salisbury. Let's listen.
He was raised in Jamestown. Grew up going to city council meetings with his dad.
Now, the voice over there has a pretty pronounced Southern accent. Are we seeing the McCrory campaign here trying to overcome this that's been called the Charlotte curse?
Well, I think certainly Pat McCrory is trying to overcome that Charlotte curse. And for the past 4 years, Pat has been out, particularly in rural areas of North Carolina, in particular down east along the I-95 corridor, an area that is full still of those Jessecrats, Southern conservative Democrats. When you're out campaigning out in the rural areas, you're going to probably adopt the language and the accent of those folks out there. And this is just a natural progression of a candidate that's trying to win statewide.
Professor Michael Bitzer, as always, it's nice to talk to you.
My pleasure.